Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 7th of August, 2020. Got the best technology news that's been happening, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. Here comes the EU. Who are they coming for? Google. Yeah, that's kind of a given already, isn't it? Well, this time the EU antitrust regulators are coming after Google for its Fitbit purchase. Yep, they've opened up an investigation for Google's proposed $2.1 billion takeover for the wearables company, and they are, as they've said, concerned. What are they concerned about? Well, it will already bolster Google's already dominant position in online ads by giving it more data for use for personalized advertising. Boy, that's a mouthful. Now, Google has said they will keep Fitbit's health data separate from the ad business. At least that's what they told the EU regulators last month. However, though, European Commission, yeah, they ain't convinced. The antitrust regulators, they have 90 days to make a decision about the proposed acquisition. Get your popcorn ready. Staying with Google News, Google Play Music, yep, it's about dead. The final stages are coming to an end. And come September, the Google Play Music app, yep, no more. Everything switching over to YouTube Music. The shutdown will actually start in Australia first and New Zealand. And by October, the rest of the world, yep, no more access to it. When that happens, you won't be able to stream any music from Google Play Music's app anymore. And if you thought, well, it's just the app, what about the web? Nah, it'll end there too. There is an upside though. Former users will actually have until December of this year to transfer all their music and data out of the service, giving you the option to port everything to YouTube Music or retrieve everything that you've uploaded. Move over, TikTok. Instagram's here with Reels. Yep, that is the name of Instagram's feature for the competition of TikTok, which has now launched in 50 countries. Now, Reels, yep, just pretty much like TikTok, will let people create short-form video sets of music that can be shared with friends and followers and be discovered while browsing the app. Ah, now it's starting to make sense why Facebook was talking to record labels. Both private and public options are going to be available for the feature. However, though, making yourself public, yeah, will make you a lot more widely discoverable. Duh. I don't even know why they even had to print that. So, if you're a hipster and you're on iOS or Android, well, go download the new Instagram today and start reeling. And finally, well, they got that big old court case going down in the U.S. for that teenager, remember, that hacked Twitter? And since, because we're in the day and age of COVID-19, most of this is being done via Zoom. The funny thing about it, though, during this hacker hearing, it's almost somebody did hack the hearing. Because then came along some rap music and some porn. The funny thing about it was, they couldn't get it to stop. It kept coming back. All these interruptions with music, shrieking, and pornography, yep, just came too much for the judge to handle. He actually suspended the whole hearing for the rest of the day. Maybe with all those interruptions, particularly with pornography, the judge just couldn't stay focused any longer. Bless his little heart. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hey, do you love the news show? Would you like to support us? We really could use it. Yes, it's only because of you and your generosity that we can keep the news show on the air. So head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions, and for as little as $5 a month, you can do your part in helping keep the news show on the air and ad-free. Now, while you're typing in all those things, be sure to check out the official website, of course, at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you find all of our podcasts and blog and so much more. Follow us on Twitter, too, at British Tech. You can also come join us in our community at our Slack room and join in the conversation today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Friday and a better weekend ahead. And thank you so much for listening.